Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. I would like to take the opportunity today to invite you to become a regular subscriber of our weekly publication. We call it The Update, and I fear the most recent publication, which is talking about things happening in the world in the light of biblical prophecy. Now, this is update 1072, which was published on June 16, 2023. It is also published on our website, but you can become a subscriber by just going to our website, eternalgod.org, and then subscribe to it, and then you will regularly receive via email our update so that you will never miss an issue. The updates talk about, as I said, events in the world, but they also include an editorial which refers to issues which we all are thinking about many times. It has a rather lengthy Bible study. We call it Q&A. And of course, it has also a work section which tells you a little bit about what we are doing. But for the purpose of this program today, the most important one is the current events. The current events has to do with the news. Now, why would you want to have regularly a copy of our update? Why would you want to read these articles which we are publishing there? Because don't you understand and know about the news anyhow? Well, let me just say, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart, that you will not find another publication like this one, which puts together the news in a way which is relevant to biblical prophecy. In this particular issue, we have a current events section which includes articles which have been sent to us from all over the world, from our members and co-workers. And many times, these articles you will not even be able to find anywhere else. I'd like to just read a little bit from our summary, our introduction to the articles, and that is what we are saying in there. A large portion of this week's current events section addresses the historical and unprecedented indictment and arraignment of a former U.S. president and present contender for presidency by the administration of his rival. Now, many have decried the blatant double standard of a quote-unquote weaponized Justice Department under President Biden, and that is what the articles point out, which we quote, pointing out the obvious political motives behind the indictment, and even alleging, as some have done, that the wrong president was impeached in the past, while the current president should have been, and probably will be, in the future. That is why you need to read our current events section to find out why is this being said, and is there any basis for that. We go on to say, it is also claimed that while the United States is trying to lecture totalitarian governments about democracy, it itself is perceived as a dictatorial banana republic under a corrupt leadership. That is how some countries are viewing us today. And as I said, the articles from all kinds of different sources point that out. We go on to say that we also report about the disappearance of moral norms, which were at one time upheld in America, giving further examples showing how corrupt the FBI is, and I'll talk about that in a moment, addressing the question as to who sabotaged the Nord Stream 2 pipeline and the hydroelectric dam, and whether this intelligence information is being withheld from Congress and the public. And then, of course, we also talk about the possibility of a return of military service, mandatory military service in Germany and France. And then we also address the resignation of Boris Johnson and the death of Silvio Berlusconi and other events taking place in Israel. Now, in our update, we are quoting from many, many different sources. We are quoting from LifeSite News, from Fox News, from Newsmax. Here's an article by the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal, Breitbart, ABC News, Deutsche Welle, the Associated Press, the New York Post, BBC News, and on it goes. So you can see that we are very aware of the fact that the news is being presented in a way, putting together all the different concepts and ideas from all over the world, but putting them together in the light of biblical prophecy. Now, one item we are talking about when we are addressing the indictment is a question as to what law applies. And there is a big discussion whether it is the Espionage Act or whether it is the Presidential Records Act. Now, if it is the Presidential Records Act, then the indictment should fail for that reason alone, because that indictment doesn't even address the Presidential Records Act. But there are many other potential defenses Mr. Trump might have. For instance, the so-called Clinton socks defense. If you don't know what the Clinton sock defense is, please read our update, because we are explaining it in there. We say, after we are quoting articles, and then we are making comments which are in italics, so you can see that this is not what we are saying. So when it comes to some of these articles, we state that many legal experts agree with Trump that the Presidential Records Act and Nazi Espionage Act is applicable. If so, the indictment, which never mentioned the Presidential Records Act, should fail for that reason alone, but there are many other legal issues involved. For instance, the piercing of the attorney-client privilege, where attorneys now, Trump's attorneys, were now forced, as some articles point out, to testify. Is that legally admissible? And then there are other issues. And so, again, we are having a lot of articles talking about the reason as to the way they see it, why President Trump was indicted. He talks about America's two standards of justice. One article asks the question, are we watching a bad horror movie? But what about the FBI? I just mentioned that earlier. Now, the FBI was compelled by Congress to present to them certain documents, but the way it turned out, the FBI redacted any mention of audio recordings of Joe and Hunter Biden. And it had to do with an allegation that the Bidens were involved in a bribery scheme around 2015 and 2016. And allegedly, there are 17 alleged audio recordings, 15 with Hunter Biden and 2 with then Vice President Joe Biden. But all these references to the audio recordings had been deleted by the FBI. Now, you can draw your own conclusions when you hear something like that. And then we are addressing an issue: who sabotaged the Nord Stream pipeline and the Karkovka Dam. And this article was written by none other than law professor Jonathan Turley. And he goes into many facts and claims that the intelligence knew about plans to sabotage the Nord Stream 2 pipeline a while before it actually happened, but never revealed that to Congress, and of course not to the public either. And then there's much more in this issue, and every week we have issues which are important, articles which you need to know to get the right and proper picture. I mentioned earlier that there is fear now that there's going to be mandatory military service being reenacted in Germany. We have a free booklet, The Rise and Fall of Germany and Europe. You should ask for a free copy as well, because this booklet explains from the Bible what is prophesied to happen to Germany. Many feel and fear that war will break out at this point between Russia and Germany. Many in Germany are afraid of that. Now, I tell them, those who ask me, no, that war is not prophesied, not yet. Another war has to happen first. Most people have no idea as to what that other war is, and that will involve the United States of America. But it's not a war between the USA and Russia. Now, this booklet, The Fall and Rise of Germany and Europe, goes into all these issues and a lot more. So please do yourself a favor. Ask for a free copy of the booklet. Become a subscriber of our weekly updates. You will not regret it. In fact, you will learn so much more, which most people in this world have no clue about. So thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.